อมีจิตที่เท่าต่อกัน
อาบวัตกา
ผมใจเทศน์สอนผู้มีการเชื่อใจในดิ
Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanks.
为着在这2021年最后的一个节日，让我们一同再一次站起来，你的宝座面前。
That you gathered us before your throne once again on last Sunday of 2021.
我们要感谢赞美你，为着在过去的一年里间对我们的保守。
Father, we want to thank you for keeping us happy here.
你的慈爱，你的怜悯，从来没有离开过我们。
That your love and your mercy have never left us.
虽然我们和世界一样，都在经历这场灾难，这个疫情。
So we are like the world, we're also experiencing a disaster and this pandemic.
但是我们仍然深信你与我们同在。
But we have faith that you are with us.
你必然也要保守我们前面的道路到2022年。
And that you will keep the path before us as we go into
2022.
And this morning, as we share upon your word, would you use your spirit to once again reveal your word to us in our hearts?
就像当年你在启示约珥、先知约珥的时候一样。
Just as in the time of the prophet Joel.
保守我们真的能够听见。
So that we can truly hear.
我们不但是要撕裂外面的衣服，我们更是要撕裂我们的心肠。
That we would not only rend our outer garment, but also that we would more so rend our hearts.
我们把下面的时间仰望在你的手中。
Father, we give the following time into your hands.
祷告乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的。
Pray this in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen. 好，我想那我们大家都知道旧约总共有39卷书。
So we all know the Old Testament has 39 books.
那么在这39卷书呢，比较容易被人忽略的主要是小先知书。
And of those books, the ones that are most often overlooked are the minor prophets.
因为一方面呢，小先知书很多啊，总共有12本，都差不多是旧约的三分之一了。
So on one hand, because there are many of the minor prophet books, there are about 12, about one third of the Old Testament.
而且书名也不是太好记。
And also their names are not too easy to remember.
更麻烦的是它的那个顺序啊，我想刚才我是请大家读约珥书，我不知道大家翻起来容易不？如果要说是西班牙书啊，包括底下书，可能就更难翻到在哪里，对吧？
And even more troublesome is their order. I don't know if how easily you found the book of Joel when I said, looking for the book of Joel.
那最近呢，我一直在读小先知书。
So recently, I've been reading the Minor Prophets.
我想如果大家愿意的话，我们一起来翻到圣经的目录，我们来看一下小先知书那十二本书啊。
And if you're all willing, let's turn to the table of contents of the Bible, so we can take a look at all of the minor prophets.
我大概呢把它的顺序弄得比较清楚了一点点。
That way I can make clear the order of the books.
因为小先知书哈，如果你看到目录，你知道是从何西阿书一直到马拉基书，总共是12。
And you'll know that the minor prophet books start from Hosea and go to Malachi.
它基本上呢是按照就是犹太人的。那个叫 Tanakh 的那个次序下来的，完全是一样的，基本上。
And it basically follows the order of the Hebrew scripture of the Tanakh.
对，也就是说，差不多是按照那个时间顺序排列下来。
And it generally follows chronological order.
当然我们都知道有两本书的时间的顺序争议比较大，一本呢就是今天我们要读的约珥书。
But there are two books whose order is disputed. One of them is the book of Joel, which we're looking at today.
还有一本呢，就是《欧巴底亚书》。
The other one is Obadiah.
那么基本上根据今天圣经学者的大概比较统一的一致的看法，约珥书应该是小先知书中最先的一本，甚至说是所有的大先知书、小先知书加起来也是最先的第一本书。 先知书。
And according to scholars, it is generally accepted that Joel is the first of the minor prophets in terms of chronological order.
而俄巴底亚书呢，实际上应该更靠后，应该是差不多是在哈巴谷书和西番雅书之间，或者大概就是那个时间的位置。
And Obadiah is later and belongs between Habakkuk and Zephaniah.
如果你这样来看，你就可以把小先知的书分成了三组。
And if you look at it in this order, then you can divide the minor prophets into three sections.
从何西阿书到弥迦书，把那个俄巴底亚书拿开哈，总共就是五本书。这五本书。
From Hosea to Micah minus Obadiah, then there are five books.
这五本书呢是讲到以色列，我们都知道那个时候已经分裂成了北国和南国，北国是以色列，南国是犹大。
And we know at this time the kingdom of Israel had already been split into two, a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom.
我们这个很老的，但他那个地方，Can you hear me?
One, two, three.
Yeah,
I think
it was. Yes, I
can.
声音很清楚。
Sounds very good.
Oh, 那翻译也可以听到吗？
对，英语也可以听吗？
可以，现在的线很好。
哦，
可以，
对吧？就是英语也可以嘛，就是。
Okay. Talk.
好吧，我想哈，前五本书乃是讲到以色列北国在被灭亡之前，那么神差派了很多先知，当然不光是对。北国也是同时对南国啊，有的先知是对北国，有的先知对南国，有的先知可能是对亚述帝国，对他们来讲话，告诉警戒他们那个时代的以色列人。
And so the first five books are before the northern kingdom was destroyed, and so the God sent many prophets not only to the northern kingdom but also to the southern kingdom, all of Israel, also to warn them and to admonish them.
Yes.那么这前五本书后面的是四本书啊，你比如说五四三啊，后面四本书从麻红书到哈巴谷书、西番雅书，再加上我们把那个俄巴底亚书余下来，这四本书呢是在南国被灭国之前啊，神差派先知对南国的犹大人所说的话。
And so then from the next four books from Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, and if we insert Obadiah, these are four books that took place before the southern kingdom was destroyed. These were the prophets sent to the Judeans.
那最后的三本书啊，五四三啊，最后三本书当然是以色列人啊，从巴比伦回归被掳回归以后啊，神借着三个先知啊，被以色当时回来的渔民以色列或者犹大渔民所讲的话。
And so the last three books are of the minor prophets were after they returned from the exile in Babylon back to Jerusalem. And these were the prophets sent to those Judeans.
那基本上说来哈，大先知书也好，小先知书也好，他们所传讲的对象都是指以色列分裂后的南国、北国对那个时候的所讲的话。
And so the major prophets and the minor prophets, their target were the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom Jews at that point.
那么这是一方面，是对当时代的以色列百姓给他们劝诫警告。
And that is one aspect. This is the prophets were sent to warn the Israelites of the northern and southern kingdom.
另外一方面呢，同样的预言。
On the other hand, the same prophets.
这 still count on.
And at the same time, these same prophecies were not only for those people at the time, but also pointed to a more distant future. Especially our Lord Jesus and His salvation. And the end of the world. And that is why we say that the word of God is always effective. And so let's go back to the book of Joel. And as we said before, the book of Joel is the earliest of the minor prophets. But Joel was not the earliest prophet.
我们都知道刚才已经讲了,在以色列分裂成南国和北国以后,神就兴起了大量的先知,也就是说常常圣经学者所说的先知世代的开始。And
so we said before that after the northern and southern kingdoms split, God raised up many prophets, and that is also to say that the age of the prophets started.
当然在这个先知,我们所说这个先知世代开始之前,神也先起了别的先知,比如说撒母耳啊,加。
And so even before the age of the prophets, God did raise up several prophets beforehand, like Samuel and Nathan. And these prophets were prophets during the time of King David and Solomon. And then afterwards, it came the time of the prophets, and there were many prophets. There was even a school of prophets. If you looked into it, you can find them.
那么在这些先知刚刚开始的时候, 他们都是以口传的方式，他们没有把他们自己记载的信息写下来。And
at the beginning, when the prophets were starting out, they use oral transmission to preach the message. They didn't write down and record their messages.
像我们所很熟悉的以利亚、以利沙。
Like the prophets that we're familiar with, Elijah and Elisha.
其实关于他们的事都是后来的先知，都是比如说是耶利米把他们写下来的。其实他们并没有留下任何文字。
And it is other prophets who wrote down their words at a later time. They didn't write them down themselves. And there are other prophets who did the same, like Ahijah and Shemaiah and Micaiah. And these prophets all used all said God's word verbally. And it's starting at the time of Joel that they started to write down God's messages and left a written record for us. And we believe that this is the leading of the Spirit for those of us who come later. And regarding the backdrop for the story of Joel, and we know that Joel was the prophet for the southern kingdom, and he was a contemporary of Elisha, who was a prophet for the northern kingdom.
这个时候啊，他们生活的那个时代，其实无论是北国也好，南国也好，是相对稳定的时代。
And at that time, in actuality, whether the northern kingdom or the southern kingdom, the situation was rather relatively stable.
这个很重要，因为你就可以想象，约珥当时要传的信息，对于当时代的人其实是没有太大的用处，因为他们觉得生活的很好啊。
And this is very important because the message that Joel was preaching to the the people at that time, they thought that it wasn't very useful to them.
因为当时北国正好是忽尔当政的早期。
And because at that time, the Northern Kingdom was actually in the early reign of Jehu.
那个忽尔就是把那个亚，就是按照神的启示好吧，他把那个亚哈，以北国最恶的那个王亚哈的全家，包括他的妻子，也洗别也杀了。
And Jehu had eliminated Israel's worst king, King Ahab, and his wife Jezebel, and his entire family. And so the Lord blessed him and promised him that he would sit on the, he would be king of the northern kingdom. And in the southern kingdom, it was King Joash's early reign. And King Joash, with the assistance of the priest Jehoiada, removed the queen usurper Athaliah, and Athaliah was actually King Ahab's daughter.
那么这个时候北国的亚述帝国才刚刚兴起，我们知道亚述帝国是神兴起来要审判以色列，审判周围列国的一个非常强大的帝国。
And also in the north, at that time, the Assyrian kingdom was just coming into power. We know that Assyria would be used as a tool for God later.
但是那个时候他刚刚兴起，所以还没感觉到神国威胁。就这个时候，以色列的百姓觉得很好啊，为什么约珥会传这样的信息啊？但以后我们马上就看到这个信息。
And so the Assyrian kingdom was just beginning, and so the Israelites didn't feel any danger. And so they were saying, you know, why is Joel saying all these things, giving us this kind of message?
对于今天的我们，我们都知道，如果我们熟悉新约，就知道新约圣经大量的引用约珥书。
And if we read the New Testament today, we know that the New Testament used many quotes from Joel.
无论是我们的主耶稣、使徒约翰、使徒彼得、使徒约翰、使徒保罗，他们都大量的引用到约珥书，你就可见约珥书今天对于我们今天所谓很平平安安的这个时代，实际上也是个非常严重的警告。
So the Lord Jesus, the Apostle Peter, John, Paul all quoted Joel many times, which shows that the New Testament is very closely related to Joel and that how important Joel's message is for us even during this time of peace.
好吧，我们就从现在开始，我们就来从一章一章的来看约珥书。我们当然不可能把整个约珥书都读完。
So let's take a look at Joel chapter by chapter. Of course, we're not going to go through all of Joel.
我们选择性的读一点啊，我们从第一章开始选择性读一点，大概第二章有一个大概的一个全貌啊。
And we'll read select passages and give to give us an overall outlook of Joel.
好，我们来读约珥书第一章，我先读再读第二节到第四节。
And we'll read Joel chapter 1 verses 2-4.
老年人呢，当听我的话，国中的居民呢，都要侧耳而听，在你们的日子。过你们列祖的日子，曾有这样的事呢？
Hear this, O elders, and listen, all inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days or in your father's days?
你们要将这事传于子子，传于孙孙，传于后代。
Tell your sons about it, and let your sons tell their sons, and their sons the next generation.
茧虫剩下的蝗虫来吃，蝗虫剩下的男子来吃，男子剩下的蚂蚱来吃。
What the gnawing locust has left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust has left, the creeping locust has eaten.
第六节啊，有一对蝗虫，这对蝗虫你知道有个小字，它是写的是国民，不一定真的是蝗虫啊，或者是一个军队啊。啊，又强盛又无数，侵犯我的地，它的牙齿如狮子的牙齿，它的大牙如母狮的大牙。
Verse 6, for a nation has invaded my land, and that nation also referred back to the locust, so it didn't actually mean the bugs, it could mean a nation, an army of people. For a nation has invaded my land, mighty and without number, its teeth are like the teeth of a lion, and it has the fangs of a lioness.
它毁坏我的葡萄树，剥了我无花果树的皮，剥尽而且丢弃，使枝条不满。
It has made my vine a waste and my fig tree splinter. It has stripped them bare and cast them away. Their branches have become white.
我的民呐，你当哀号向树里树腰树麻布为幼年的丈夫哀哭哀号。
Wail like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the bridegroom of her youth.
我们再跳到十三节。
I will skip to verse 13.
祭司啊，你们当腰束麻布痛哭，侍奉祭坛的啊，你们要哀哭哀哭；侍奉我的神的啊，你们要披上麻布过夜，因为束祭和奠祭从你们神的殿中断绝了。
Gird yourselves with sackcloth and lament, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God.For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God.
十五节，哀哉，耶和华的日子临近了，这日子这日来到，像好像毁灭从全能者来
到。Verse 15, Alas for the day of the Lord is near, and it will come as destruction from the Almighty.
好，我们先第一章就讲就读到这儿。
I will pause here from reading the first chapter.
好，我想约珥书一开始啊，一开始就告诉我们。要听啊，老年人呢要听，然后国中居民啊，英文就是所有的人都要侧耳而听。
And so from very onset of Joel, he tells us to hear, O elders, and listen, all inhabitants of the land.
究竟是什么事情如此重要，约珥却要这些人都来听呢
？So what is so important that Joel wants everyone to listen?
然后紧接下来就知道，原来他讲的是一个蝗灾。
And it turns out that he is talking about a plague of locusts.
啊，一波接着一波的，这第四节啊，讲到说是蝗虫啊，是茧虫、蝗虫、男子，然后蚂蚱。
And he's talking about wave after wave of locusts in verse 4, the gnawing locust, the swarming locust, and the creeping locust.
那么其实希伯来原文希伯来文并不是很清楚这些究竟是什么，但是我们都知道，大概不管是哪一种，是四种，都是蝗虫或者跟蝗虫有关的。
And the Hebrew is actually not too clear exactly what the locusts are referring to, but there were four types.
不管怎么样说，他乃是在这里告诉我们哈，这个一波接着一波的，那么最终的结果就是田野的那个庄稼也好，树木也好，都被毁。
And so we don't know exactly what they are referring to, but we know that it comes wave after wave, and in the end, it turns out that the field crops were all destroyed.
因为没有收成啊，牲畜也没有吃的，自然人和牲畜都会遭大的，都会遭灾。
And because there's no harvest and there's no food, of course, also the man would also receive harm.
从历史上来看啊，我们很难在去查证到曾经在以色列或者在犹大发生过这么一场洪灾，好像一波接着一波的。
So from the point of history, it is hard for us to determine when this occurred, that wave of locust plague occurred.
但是对于今天，对今天的我们，我们对这个一波接着一波的这个灾，这个灾难，我们是再熟悉不过了，因为我们正处在其中。
But today we can all know what this feels like to have a wave after wave of disaster because we are in the midst of one.
Right, 我们今天正在这个里面，对不对？刚刚现在我们大家都在防备这个叫什么Omicron.
For example, because today we are in the midst of experiencing this Omicron.
Right, 我们知道这个音怎么发。我们都知道在Omicron之前呢是那个 Delta 对吧？是这个病毒。
And before this current wave, before that, it was the Delta variant.
那么在之前，我们都知道还有什么 Alpha, 还有 Beta, 还有什么 Gamma, 对吧？所有最终还会追溯到最开始的那个病毒，那个 COVID-19.
And before that, there was the Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and the very first instance of COVID-19.
到目前为止，我们都知道美国已经死了80万人
了。As of today, we know that the U.S. has had about 800,000 deaths.
经过这个一波一波的疫情，我们看到全世界也有500万人死。
And after wave of this pandemic, this virus, the world has lost 5 million lives.
我们中间的一位亲爱的弟兄也离开了我，就是这个 COVID-19.
And we lost a dear brother to COVID-19 as well.
所以我们真是在这样一波一波的疫情中，很多人都在问为什么，为什么会这样的。这天灾也好，人祸也好。
And as we experience wave after wave of this pandemic, I mean, people ask why a natural disaster is man-made.
不是说有我们知道讲台上有弟兄们会分享到，那是神对我们的警告。
And we may also think, as some preachers have told us, that this is God's warning.
我们有时候一直在想，我自己在这么想，要是有那么一位先知像约珥那样，把这个灾情清清楚楚的给我们解释清楚，究竟是什么，为什么要这样发生，该有多好。
And I often thought to myself that if we could have a prophet like Joel who would explain exactly what is happening to us, why we're in the midst of this pandemic, how good that would be. Otherwise, us and the world would be suffering in confusion. Of course, whether or not we listen is another matter. And so then how did Joel explain these locust plague.
他实际上在 第六节那儿来讲啊，其实这场蝗灾也可能真的发生过这场蝗灾，在这场蝗灾的背后，原来是有 一对蝗虫，一对军队，一个国民。
And so he said, and he explains in verse 6, so the locust plague may be actual locust, but in verse 6 he describes them as a nation of people.
他是又强盛又无数啊，圣经这样讲。
So these are powerful and numerous people, and they are coming from the north to go against Israel.
我们知道，显然它是指的，至少是一开始就指的亚述帝国。
And we know at the beginning, at least, it pointed to the Assyrian Empire.
大家知道以色列的亚述帝国的军队有多残暴吗？
And do you know how brutal the Assyrian army was?
如果你有机会去大英博物馆啊 ，British 去里边，它有很多当时英国人把那个亚述帝国发掘出来以后，把亚述帝国，因为那个亚述帝国喜欢用那个墙上、那个、石头上刻那个，就是、他们的战绩，他们的战士，战士对吧？战绩就是他们所胜利，他们的胜利，战争的胜利。
And so if you have a chance, you can go to the British Museum, and they have their display, the records of the Assyrian army who like to record their military excursions and victories as paintings.
这是亚述帝国一个很当时的一个大英博物馆的国家，其中就有一幅壁画讲到就像第七节讲的那样，以色列那个亚述人军队到一个地方，喜欢把人剥皮。活皮，就把人活着的时候，他就把人的那个皮肤，有那个刀把它割下。
And there was one mural in particular that was recorded that looked that described verse 7, because we know that the Assyrian army in one of their campaigns like to go and skin people alive.
Exactly. 就像这儿第七节讲的说，剥了我无花果的树皮。不进以后就丢弃，亚述人就是这样干，而且他们很骄傲，他们觉得这是他们显示出他们 soldier 的那士兵的勇敢。
Second verse 7 says, "My fig tree splinters; it has stripped them bare and cast them away." And the Syrian soldiers were actually very proud of this fact.
所以后来的历史啊，约珥书后来的历史告诉我们，149年以后，约珥预言149年以后，北国就被亚述灭了。
And later history tells us that 149 years after the book of Joel, the northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyrian Empire.
Yeah, 那么285年以后，那个南国以色列的分裂后的南国就被巴比伦灭了。
And so after 285 years later, the southern kingdom was destroyed by Babylon.
亚述和巴比伦，你可以把它看成是同一波，为什么呢？因为当时的亚述王和巴比伦王其实他是亲兄弟，他们是在一个地方嘛。那么他们就相当于这第一波从北面来。
And so you can see Assyrian and Babylonian assault as the first wave, because their kings were actually brothers, and so they were the first wave.
那接下来的马上就是马代波斯。
And what followed after it was the was Medo Persia.
然后就是希腊
and then Greece,
然后就是罗马
and then Rome.
你去看好莱坞拍的那个 Spartan 那种电影，你就知道当时军队不杀人也不残忍，所有这些这几个大帝国的四大帝国也好啊，都是如此，都是非常残忍的，他们就像试播一波一波的进到你身上。
And if you research it or watch movies like Sparta, you'll know how violent and brutal these armies, these people were. I mean, it came wave after wave.
在这四波的里面，看到以色列人被反复的掳掠、分散，然后被奴役。
And so in these four waves, you can see that the Israelites were taken to captivity. They're scattered, and then they were enslaved.
Right. 直到今天，我们都知道，这个约珥书第一章所讲的那个数据和电器都没有被恢复。
And even to this day, as it says in Joel, the drink offering and the grain offering have not resumed.
啊，新圣殿都没有。
Because there is no temple.
可见啊，约珥书在第一章就已经告诉我们，他所预言的啊有多深远在历史上，一直到今天。
So it tells us just how far into the future Joel prophesied up until today.
其实还不光如此。
But it's not only this.
啊，我们来看啊，到第十五节。
We take a look at verse 15.
第一章第十五节。
Chapter 1, verse 15.
哀哉，耶和华的日子临近，这日来到，好像毁灭从全能者来到。
Alas for the day, for the day of the Lord is near, and it will come as destruction from the Almighty.
这个地方讲到一个日子，叫耶和华的日子。
And this speaks of a day called the day of the day of Jehovah. Day of the Lord.
这个英语可以啊，英语的翻译，或者说我们中文也这么翻译，可以把它翻译成主的日子、神的日子，其实都是指同一个日子。
And so, the English translates it as the day of the Lord, a Chinese day of Jehovah, or you can say the day of God. They all speak of the same day.
这个当然不是指24小时，乃是指一段时间。
So this is not just speaking of a 24-hour period, but a period of time.
约珥是整本圣经里边第一个提到这个日子的先知。
And Joel is the first prophet to speak of this day of the Lord.
然后接下来我们知道，因为他是第一本写下来的先知书嘛。然后接下来所有的就看到，基本上大部分先知书和大部分先知都频繁的提到这个日子。
And so we, because Joel was the first to write down his messages, he's the first to mention the day of the Lord, and we see the subsequent prophets frequently mention the day of the Lord.
比如说以赛亚书啊，第十三章九节说，耶和华的日子。耶和华的日子临到，必有残忍烈怒，使以色列地荒凉。
And just like in Isaiah 13 verse 9 says, Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, cruel with fury and burning anger to make the land a desolation.
然后呢，这是讲到以色列，对不对？耶和华的日子来的时候，然后呢，俄巴底亚书第一章第十五节。
And then also in Well, that spoke of the kingdom of Israel, and also in Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 15. It says that the day of the Lord draws near on all the nations.
对，然后后面讲，我就跳过了。犹太人怎么样喝那个苦杯，在耶和华的日子，照样万国也必喝。
And then we skip down to verse 16, talks about how Israel drank the bitter cup. All the nations will drink as well.
而且是且喝且咽，往下咽，然后就慢慢的归于无有。
They will drink and swallow and become as if they had never existed.
一方面，我们确实是看到在历史上，耶和华的日子好像应验了。
And it seems that on one hand, if you look at history, the life of the Israelites was exterminated.
正如那个所有这些先知所预言的啊，我们知道亚述把以色列就是北国给灭了。
And so if we look at all the prophecies, you know, Assyria destroyed Israel.
然后呢，巴比伦又把亚述给灭了，同时也把南国的犹大也灭了。
And then Babylon came and destroyed Assyria, and at the same time destroyed the southern kingdom of Judah.
然后呢，马代波斯来又把巴比伦给灭了。
And then Medo-Persia came and destroyed Babylon.
然后希腊又来把那个马代波斯给灭了。
And then the Greeks came and destroyed Medo-Persia.
最后罗马帝国来把希腊给灭。
And lastly, the Romans came and destroyed the Greeks.
对，希腊还把那个埃及灭了。说今天的埃及不是当时的埃及啊，今天埃及人根本就不是当时的埃及。所以希腊帝国的时候，把埃及也顺便都灭了。
And at that time, the Greeks also conquered Egypt, so the Egypt was no longer the Egypt that we knew.
所以神说在耶和华的日子，万国都必要喝那个神愤怒的酒杯。
And that is why the Bible also says that all the nations will also drink.
确实，神的约珥在讲的预言，似乎在历史上已经应验了。
And it's true that the prophecies that Joel spoke of here have already been fulfilled in history.
但是另外一方面。
But on the other hand,
耶和华的日子远远不是我们刚才所讲的这些历史的记载的意念。
The day of the Lord also extends further out from into the future.
我们都知道，当新约在引用约珥所讲的这个耶和华的日子的时候。
We know that in the New Testament, when they speak of the day of the Lord as is spoken of in Joel,
就能非常的清楚看见究竟这个是指什么。
We can very clearly see exactly what this prophecy is pointing to.
使徒彼得在引用约珥书的时候这样说，在使徒行传二章二十节。
And the Apostle Paul, when he used the book of Joel, said like this.
他说日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血。
In Acts chapter 2 verse 20, it says, the sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Before the great and glorious day of the Lord shall come. So the great and glorious day, the great and awesome day is the day of the Lord, because he's quoting from Joel.
然后使徒保罗在铁撒罗尼迦，因为铁撒罗尼迦大量讲到像那个事情，对吧？铁撒罗尼迦前书第五章二节，他也这样说。
And then in 1 Thessalonians, and because we know that 1 Thessalonians speaks of the things to come, in chapter 5, he says this.
他说主的日子啊，这个时候新约用主的日子啊，用耶和华的日子，来到的时候好像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，就像当年约珥的时候，反正大家觉得很好嘛。正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然就临到他。
It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 2, For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. And while they're saying peace and safety, much like we are saying that today, then destruction will come upon them suddenly.
然后到了帖撒罗尼迦后书，我们看到保罗在那再进一步说，那日的来到的时候，必有沉沦之子，就是那个大罪人要显露出来。
And then in 2 Thessalonians, he goes on further to say that, Let no one deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, the man of lawlessness is revealed.
所以新约给我们非常清楚地看见，这个耶和华的日子实际上就是我们常常所说的世界的。
And so the New Testament helps us to clearly see that this day of the Lord is what we often speak of, which is the end of the world.
这里面会有一个问题，因为我们读新约的人，如果熟悉新约的话，就知道其实新约还提到另外一个日子叫做耶稣基督的日子。
And that brings about another question, because the New Testament also has another day, which is the day of Jesus Christ.
Right. So, 比如腓立比书第一章第六节这样说，这保罗写。
Just like in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
他说我深信那在你们心里面动了善功的他必成全这功。
Philippians 1 verse 6 is, For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus.
他已经翻到前面了，知道耶稣基督的日子。
Up until the day of Christ Jesus.
他在讲的是耶稣基督的日子。然后呢，比如说哥林多前书第一章第八节，它有很多，我就随便就引用两节啊。
And also in 1 Corinthians, there are many, I just selected a few.
第一章第八节。
First Corinthians chapter number 2.
神必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可指摘。
And he will also confirm you to the end, blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
其实我们就光这两节圣经，那还很多啊，就可以让我们看到，其实耶稣基督的日子也是指世界的末日的时候。
And just from these two verses, we can see, there are many other verses, that the day of the Lord is, the day of Lord Jesus is, pointing to the end of the world.
因为我们都知道，在世界末日来临的时候，我们基督徒也要在来到耶稣基督的台前。
Because we know at the end of the world, us Christians also have to come before the judgment seat of Christ.
按照我们的行为，或善或恶受报，对吧？所以主要审判我们。
And according to our good or evil acts, receive reward or punishment.
但是这个虽然都是指世界末日，讲的耶和华的日子，讲的耶稣基督的日子，这两个日子呢，其实它总是指对象不同。
And so, both are at the end of the world, the day of the Lord and the day of Jesus Christ, but their target is different.
一个耶稣基督的日子乃是指的我们基督徒在世界末日的时候要面临的，另外一个耶和华的日子或者主的日子是指整个世界，包括以色列要面临的事情。
So the day of the Lord Jesus Christ is focused on us Christians, but the day of the Lord, the day of Jehovah, is for the entire world, including the Israelites.
所以我们接下来的问题，那我们该做什
么？ So the next question is, what should we do?
约书亚开始说，你们要听，要侧耳而听。
The beginning of Joel tells us that we need to listen.
然后整个第一章都特别讲到很多词，比如说你们要哀号，你们要哭泣，你们要要痛哭，对吧？
And then also tells us to cry and to weep and to wail.
Right. 那么还有很多啊，就是类似这样的词啊，要痛哭，要悲哀。那么所有这些能这样做就够了吗？
But is it enough if we just do this?
Yes. 啊，我们就看到，我们来看第二章。
So then let's look at chapter 2.
那么第二章我们也先读第一节到第四节就可以了。
We'll also read just verses 1-4.
你们要在锡安吹角，在我圣山上吹出大声，国中的居民都要发颤，因为耶和华的日子将到，已经临近。
Blow a trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. Surely it is near.
那日是黑暗、幽迷、密云、乌黑的日子。好像晨光铺满山岭，有一对蝗虫啊，这又是一对国民，又大又强，从来没有这样，以后直到万代也并没有。
A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, as the dawn is spread over the mountains, so there is a great and mighty people. There has never been anything like it, nor will there be again after it, to the years of many generations.
他们前面如火烧灭，后面如火烧尽，如火焰烧尽。未到以前地如伊甸园，过去以后成了荒凉的旷野，没有一样能躲避他们。
A fire consumes before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, but a desolate wilderness behind them, and nothing at all escapes them.
他们的形状如马，奔跑如马丁。
Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like war horses, so they run.
第二章一开始。他讲了一件事情，就是要吹角，而且要吹得非常大声，让所有的人啊，那个国民就是所有的居民听到都要发抖。
So at the very beginning of this chapter, it tells us to blow the trumpet, and not only to blow it, but blow it loudly, so that all of the inhabitants of the land would tremble.
因为耶和华的日子临近了，而且已经临近了。
For the day of the Lord is coming, and surely it is near.
为什么他们吹大声？
But why does it tell us to sound loudly?
为什么？
Why?
因为人总是会忽略，很多人总是会忽略约珥所要的那个警告。虽然他们听了，但是他们忽略了。
Because man would often neglect and overlook Joel's warnings, even though they heard it, they would dismiss it.
Right. 因为约珥不是一开始说吗？要一代一代的传下去，那就还早嘛，对不对？那我们要今天的人都是说什么？要活在什么？在当下，对不对？
And because Joel at the very beginning of the book said that they need to pass it down from generation to generation, but that is still far off. So what are they going to do today? They need to live in the moment, the present.
大家想想看，我们听了多少弟兄们在讲台上，在我们查经的时候说世界的末日已经到了，我们就是最后的一段时间，我们听过多少这样的信息？
And if brothers and sisters, if you think, how many messages have we heard from preachers who say that the end of the world is near, it is coming, and...How often we hear this message?
Right, 我们弟兄姊妹祷告的时候常常都说现在我们已经是最后末世之前的最后一段时间了。是不是我们这样祷告？
And we often also pray that we are in the end times, the last of the time before the end of the world.
知道吗？听得太多以后，就像我们所说的狼来了的故事，听得太多以后，我们的耳朵发沉，好像听而不见了，不听了。
And we've heard so many times, that our ears seem to have become dull, we ignore it, much like that story of boy cried wolf.
所以约珥在这时候要吹角， 要吹出大声，要人感到发抖，发颤。
And that's why Joel says that we need to blow the trumpet loudly so that all the inhabitants would tremble, they would hear.
我想他从接下来啊，第二章开始，从第二节开始一直到十一节，我们不用读啊，我们时间的缘故啊，先是从二节到十一节这儿开始，对，他就再次强调这个蝗灾究竟是什么，就再次给以色列人能够听见啊这件事情。
So that's why in chapter 2, verses 2 through 11, we won't read it for time's sake, but he is once again describing exactly what this plague of locusts is. He's emphasizing it.
因为这不是一个简单的自然灾害，一个蝗灾，而且也是人祸。
Because it's not a simple natural disaster, a plague of locusts, but it is a man-made disaster.
这对国民，这对军队从北方来啊，他来之前这个地方好像像伊甸园一样。
So this army, this people who's going to come from the north,before them, before they get to a place, the place is like the Garden of Eden.
过后就像荒凉的旷野。
But behind them is a desolate wilderness.
啊，当约珥在形容这对马兵这种蝗虫的时候，大家想起一件事情来。如果你熟悉启示录的话。
And as Joel is describing these locusts and this army, have brothers and sisters thought of something, especially if you read Revelation.
启示录第九章讲到，当世界末日来临的时候。
Revelation chapter 9 speaks of when the end of the world comes.
撒旦啊，要把天上有权柄赐给撒旦，他要拿着那个钥匙把无底坑打开。
Heaven will be given to Satan, and he is going to be given the key to open the bottomless pit.
然后从无底坑就冒出烟子来，整个太阳、整个月亮都被遮蔽，就像约珥所形容的。那个太阳发暗发黑，然后月亮如红的像毛布，对吧
？And so the smoke that comes out of the pit will darken the air and the sun. It reminds us of what Joel said of how the sun would turn dark and the moon into blood.
这个时候从里边出来一对什么蝗虫
？And from that pit,
一对蝗虫。
And from that pit, what comes out is an army of locusts.
他们有狮子一样的牙齿，跑步。奔跑如马兵一样，跟约珥所描述的一样的。
And these locusts have teeth like lions, and they can run like horses. It is the same description as that in Joel.
如果接下来从第九章往后看，你就知道一个接着一个的大灾难将降临在这个世界上。
And if you read further on in Revelation, after you see wave after wave of disaster comes upon the earth.
有三分之一人要被杀，有的人痛不欲生啊。
One third of the population will die, and the rest will be in agony. They want to die, but they can't.
这就是约珥所发的同一个警告。当世界末日来临的时候，将会有什么事情临到这个世界
？And this is the same warning that Joel gives at the end of the world. What is going to happen?
你人听的太多了，所以约珥知道这个严重性，所以要叫听见的人大声吹号的。
And because they've heard it so often, but Joel knew the importance of this message, and so he tells them to sound loudly.
但是我们感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
从第十二节开始，我们看到有希望。
From verse 12 onward, we see that there is hope.
十二节到十三节。
From verse 12
to 13. 我们一起来念哈。耶和华说：“虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。”
Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning.
十三节，你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
And rend your heart and not your garments, and now return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate.Slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and relenting of evil.
我想从第十二节开始一直到二十七节，就讲到如果是以色列人悔改，啊，来到神的面前悔改的时候，神就要赦免他们。
And
就跟他们开条路。
So from verse 12 to 27, it describes what would happen if the Israelites returned to him and repent. The Lord would forgive them and give them a manner of escape.
所谓的悔改就是要撕裂，你知道以色列人有时候痛苦的时候都会撕裂衣服，是吧？这个地方告诉我们，也是我们今天的题目，就是要撕裂心肠，不是要光光啊，不，你可以把它翻译成大家撕裂外面的衣服而已。
And we also know to repent, or in times of trouble, the Israelites often tear their clothes. But here, it tells us to repent. You should rend your heart, not just your outer external garments.
我们都知道这后面第十三节就非常重要的话，就是因为我们的神为什么神可以这样为以色列人在这个世界末日来临的时候为他们开一条生路？因为我们的神是有恩典、有怜悯、轻易发怒，而且是极有丰盛的恩典的神。And
verse 13 is very important because it tells us of why the Lord would give the Israelites a way of escape. It's because He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness.
这是旧约以色列人应该对神最基本、最重要的认识。
And this is the most basic thing that the Old Testament Israelites should have known about God.
如果你这些圣经或者这些圣经所表明的那个意义啊，充满了整本旧约圣经。
And you can see that this is displayed throughout the Old Testament.
Right. 我们很多人刚刚读旧约圣经的时候，尤其是不信的或者刚信的，不知道，读圣旧约圣经会给别人印象啊，这个神在旧约里边可吓人了，很凶，要杀人的话说杀就杀了，对吧？很凶恶的、凶狠的一个神。
And for many, if you're just reading the Old Testament, or if you're a new Christian or non-believer, and you read about God in the Old Testament, you get the impression that He is terrifying and scary. He wants to kill someone, He kills someone.
Right. 但是如果我们真的是认真的来读旧约，你一定发觉刚刚相反，不是这样。But
if you truly read the Old Testament, then you'll find that this is the opposite.
我记得我原来举过一个例子啊，在以色列分裂以后，不是有北国、南国吗？ 他们北国有个非常恶的王，叫什么？叫亚哈，对不对？
And so let me give you an example. We know that in Israel history, it was divided into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. And the northern kingdom had a particularly evil king named Ahab.
那么他犯了非让神非常愤怒的事情，尤其他妻子一起。但是当亚哈突然在神的面前悔改的时候，他也是撕裂衣服，他真的悔改，神就说对那个以利亚说，以利亚，以利亚说，以利亚，你上网啊，就说你看他悔改了。
And so Ahab, along with his wife Jezebel, did many evil things to induce the wrath of God. But then at one point, he repented and he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and he truly repented. And so the Lord said to Elijah that to tell Ahab that he would not bring evil on during his day.
南国也有一个最恶的王，他的名字叫马拿西。
And the southern kingdom also had a great evil king. His name was Manasseh.
他所做的恶事，以至于神决定从此就是因为他所做的恶，神要把整个南国也要借着巴比伦给灭了。
And it was because of this king's evil acts that is why God wanted to destroy the southern kingdom using Babylon.
但是当他被亚述王被掳的时候，他突然就在神的面前就悔改了。 结果神就说，就赦免了他，帮助了他，也是。And
so when King Manasseh was captive and enslaved, he repented and called upon the Lord. And at that time, God had mercy on him.
还有一个，我们知道也在南国有个最好的王叫西西家。And
there's also another king in the southern kingdom called Hezekiah.
但他，你知道，他其实做的很好的。 但是有一次呢，他生病啊，要死啊。以赛亚先知以赛亚告诉他说：“你这个病啊，不会被治了，要死，要死，所以你要准备后事。”
So King Hezekiah, he was a good king, and at one point he got sick. And the prophet Isaiah came to him and said that you will die, so you need to prepare your thing, your affairs.
结果呢，他怕死，你知道吗？这么好一个王，那么相信神，那个他也怕死。 结果他就在床上就向着神痛哭，这一哭神就心就软了，就说那好吧，再给你15年的手术。And
so King Hezekiah, he was a good king, but he was also afraid of death. And so he was on his bed and he pleaded to God. And so God was compassionate and said, "Okay, I will give you 15 more years."
你知道这15年其实给南国带来很大的灾，就是马拿西就出生了，马拿西当王，马拿西就是那个最恶的王。 但是因为神怜悯，神的心很软，很慈爱，很怜悯啊。刚才我唱的诗歌也告诉我，所以这就给了西西家15。
And you know that in the subsequent 15 years, many disasters fell upon the kingdom, and also Manasseh was born, who became the most evil king of that time. But because God was merciful and compassionate towards Hezekiah, he gave him those years.
所以啊，我们讲到这第二章从第十二节开始，当神说，虽然如此，如果你们尽职悔改的话，一心归向我的话，神就从十二节开始一直到27节，就告诉以色列人，神将怎么样。
And so, from verse 12 onwards to verse 27, it tells us how if Israel returns to the Lord and repents, how the Lord will be merciful to them and gracious to them.
对，讲到说，那么神就必重新赐给他们啊，什么呀？新酒，油和那个五谷新酒和油，对吧？
And he tells them that he's going to send them new grain, new wine, and new oil.
那蝗虫吃的，我们常常弟兄姊妹有时候祷告也用这个词，蝗虫吃的，然后神要重新补还给他们。
And that he would make up to them all that the locusts had eaten.
所有这些哈，我们都是看到了啊，刚才讲的这个，都看到我们的神在旧约里面是何等一位有恩典、有怜悯、有慈爱，而且不悔不降灾的神。
And so from all of this, we can see that the Old Testament God is one that's gracious, compassionate, abounding in loving kindness, and relenting of evil.
那么，然后再往下看啊，第28、29节特别重要的一节圣经，两节圣经。
If we look further down in verse 28 and verse 29, it's two very important verses.
以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异梦，少年人。
It will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions.
记住这句话，第29节，在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女。
And remember that, and then even on the male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
那些日子不是耶和华的日子，我要在这里讲一下。
So this in those days, that's not speaking of the day of the Lord.
这两节圣经我们都知道，被彼得使徒彼得引用来宣告，向全世界全人类宣告啊，恩典的时代就是教会的时代的来。
And so we all know that the Apostle Peter used these verses to tell the whole world that the age of the church was here.
那是一个，我们都知道旧约，我们刚才讲了很多神的恩典、慈爱、怜悯。那到了新约，到了这个时候，当彼得这么宣告恩典的时代来临的时候，这更是一个蛮有恩典、蛮有神的慈爱和怜悯的时代。
So we all know from what we read in Old Testament that God was so gracious and compassionate, and even so then when Peter declared God's compassion, and grace in the New Testament, it was even more full of grace.
Right, exactly. 因为都是耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成就的救赎。
It was all because of the redemption that was accomplished by Christ Jesus on the cross.
到今天为止，教会时代已经2000年了。
And from that until now, it's about 2,000 years of the church age.
竟然被约珥紧紧地用两句话浓缩在这里。
And so it was, and this has been encapsulated by Joel in these two verses.
因为从第30节看，突然就回到耶和华的身上。
And then, because if you go into verse 30, all of a sudden it goes back to the day of the Lord.
就是在天啊，第三十节，在天上地下，我要显出奇事，有血，有火，有烟柱。
I will display wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke.
日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都是耶和华大而可畏的日子来到以前。
The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes.
你知道在约珥书第二章的安排上啊，前面说因为耶和华的日子近了，所以叫以色列人要悔改，所以神就被重新赐福他们。然后呢，突然中间放了28到29节，好像是插进去一段，而且是这些那些日子，然后从30节又回到啊世界的末日，耶和华的日子。
And so looking at the order of Joel, in the beginning, it calls them to repent because the day of the Lord is near. And then in verses 28 and 29, it seems like it's inserted and it calls on in those days. And then once again, it returns to the day of the Lord.
因为前面的都是讲到关于以色列人的事情，列国的事情，三十节、三十一节也是讲到耶和华牧人以色列和列国的事。中间二十八、二十九节突然插进去，像刚才姊妹翻译的一样，插进去一段时间，而且这段时间竟然有两千年时间。
And so, beginning, is regarding Israel and the day of the Lord, and then the end is also regarding Israel and the day of the Lord, and then again, inserted 28 and 29, seems to be inserted a 2,000 years.
大家是不是觉得太长了？
Do you feel that this is too long of a period of time?
我告诉大家，要是我们现在觉得太长了，就是当时在第一世纪，就是彼得在说完这句话、引用这句话以后，没过多少年，就有的人觉得这些日子太长了吧。
And if, brothers and sisters, do you feel that this is too long? And we think this is too long of an interlude. Even in the first century, some people felt, even though.With only a couple of years, thought that it was too long of a time period.
所以当彼得在离开这个地上的时候，他在写彼得后书，那个时候他都快死了，所以他这样写彼得后书啊。
Peter, as he was dying and about to leave this earth, he wrote in 2 Peter.
Yeah, 彼得后书第三章第九节，他说：“不是神单眼，神不是单眼，而是神的宽容、神的怜悯、神的慈爱。”
He wrote in 2 Peter chapter 3 that the Lord is not delaying or slow, but he is long-suffering and patient.
因为神不愿意一人愿意一人沉沦，乃是愿意人人都得救。
He doesn't want anyone to perish, but wants all to come to repentance.
约珥在最后一节啊，三十二节好像又在描述一下那段时间将要发生的事情。他说那时候就是那些日子，凡求告耶和华名的就必得救。
And in the last verse of Joel chapter 2, he also speaks of this
great
that those days it will come about that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered.
因为什么说这段话也是针对着新约的呢？因为保罗用这句话在罗马书第十章用这句话来告诉新约的我们这个时代的所有的人，你们凡求告耶和华名、求告主名的，就必得救。
And how do we know that this verse points to the current period? It's because Paul also quoted this in Romans, that whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Tell all people how they can be saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是在看见神的怜悯、神的恩典、神的慈爱，在新约正是更完满的彰显两千年来忍耐我们。
And so we can see even more of God's grace and compassion and his loving kindness in the New Testament because he waited for 2,000 years.
在这两千年来，我们都知道无数圣经的启示都告诉我们，有数不过来的人因此而得救。
And in these 2,000 years, the number of people who have been saved is innumerable.
好，我们第二章完了，我们来看第三章。
And so that brings us to the end of chapter 2. Let's take a look at chapter 3.
第三章就给教会没有一点关系了，完全是关乎以色列和地上的列国的。
And so chapter 3 no longer speaks of the church, but now it is speaking of Israel and its nation.
就是中间那段插段的28、29节还有32节，是关乎到今天的我们关于教会。
And so the insertion of the verse.Chapter 2, verse 28, 29, and 32 talk about us today and the church.
我想再简单的再岔出约珥书再讲一点点啊，因为约珥书是讲到对以色列人、对世界上的人，当这个耶和华日子来临的时候，你们还可以做什么，对吧？是对他们讲的。
And so I want to speak a little bit more about the interlude because Joel is talking to the Israelites and to the nations as to what will happen on the day of the Lord.
对那些没得救的人，那对于我们这些在座的，我们今天听信息大部分都是已经得救了的人，我们应该做什么
？And it's for those non-believers. So then, what should we who are saved believers do?
那对于我们来说，今天我们都已经得救了啊，我们不需要再去考虑啊那些要像那些外面的那些人要悔改，要接受主耶稣神的救恩一样，对吧？我们不需要这个。
Because we are already saved, we don't need to be like the nations to repent and to come before the Lord.
当然我们可以做一件事情，就是我们要像约珥那样的传福音。 告诉世人要悔改要归向神才比得救。
But we can be like Joel that to spread the gospel and tell the world that you need to repent and return to God to be saved.
因为我们都知道在世间末了的时候你看这是一方面传福音法那我们应该做这是我们的责任就像约珥一样。另外一方面我们基督徒怎么样来预备耶和华的日子这是针对外邦那么我们都知道对不起。
And so on the one hand, to spread the gospel, which we ought to do. On the other hand, how should we Christians prepare for the end of days?
因为我们知道耶和华的日子就是主耶稣基督的日子是同一个时期。
Because we know that the day of the Lord and the day of Christ Jesus are at the same time.
我们上周我们的弟兄在这个地方也讲到，他引用的是提撒罗尼迦前书的第五章。
And last week, our brother also spoke of this. He used 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
他在那儿讲说，我们这些是光明之子啊，我们都是已经信耶稣基督，光明之子。我们是什么呀？我们自己明明晓得主的日子，就是耶和华的日子啊，来到的时候，好像夜间的贼一样。
And it's like, for you yourselves know, and this is speaking to us Christians who already believe, who know full well the day of the Lord will come, just like a thief in the night.
今天世界上的人说啊，平安平安 ，COVID 总算要总这个病毒啊，总会过去的，对吧？正说平安稳妥的时候，怎么样？耶和华的灾祸就突然的临到他们身上。
So while they're saying peace and safety, and that the disaster will pass, what happens? Destruction will come upon them suddenly.
Yeah, 他们绝不能逃脱。这个世界上的人绝不能逃脱。
And they will not escape, so the people of this earth will not be able to escape.
但是保罗在这说什么？他说我们这些信主的人却不在黑暗的里面。
But what does Paul say? He said that those of us who believe, Christian, we are not in darkness.
叫那日子，就是基督，就是耶和华的日子啊，或者末世节末日，临到我们就像临到世界上的人一样。
And so we are not in darkness, so that day.That comes, will come upon like it comes upon the world.
对，虽然我们不知道我们的哪天我们的主才会回来。
But we, even though we don't know what exact day the Lord will come back.
但是保罗在说你们明明晓得。
But Paul says that you know.
我们的主在路加福音在第21章在给门徒们讲到世界末日的征兆的时候，他这样说。
And the Lord was also, when he was speaking to his disciples in Luke about the end of the world.
路加福音21章34节啊，他说你们不要啊，他也是讲到说你们不要被今生的思虑所缠住你们的心。
In Luke chapter 21, verse 34, it says, be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighted down.
By the name.
Down with that dissipation and
destruction. 因为那日子就是指主的日子，临到这个地上，就是临到这些世界上的人，就是世界上的人被那个。我看他原话是说，因为那日子要临到这样临到全世界地全地一切居住的人。
For that day will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，记得一件事情，在这个时候，不要被世界上的事情缠住我们的心。
And so, brothers and sisters, remember not to let the things of this world weigh down your heart.
主说，你们要常常的警醒祷告啊，使你们逃避这一切的灾难，这一切的事，还可以站立在人子的面前。
Says, but to keep on the alert at all times, meaning that you have the strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man.
我们确实不需要再悔改得救这件事情，我们不用再得救，我们已经得救了。
It is true that we do not need to repent to be saved because we are already saved.
彼得说啊，主的日子像贼一样来到的时候，那是必有天必有大响声。
And Peter says that when the day of the Lord comes like a thief, it will come with a roar.
天必有大响声啊，被大响声，那我还是天必有大响声废去。
The heavens will pass away with the roar, and elements will be destroyed.
所有有形质的啊，地上所有的。都要被火烧化。
And the earth and its works will be burned up.
但是呢，彼得在说，你们应当怎样行呢？你们应当在这个时候，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
But then Peter also says that you ought to be people in holy conduct and godliness.
所以归纳起来就三点，对于基督徒今天已经得救，已经信了主。
And so there are three points for those of us who are already believe in Jesus, have already received the redemption.
就是我们应当明明的知道这件事情很简单。对约珥说要大声的吹角，要天要大声吹角。但是对于神的儿女，你应当明明的知道，这是第一件事。
And so that it is, the first thing is that we should know full well, because we need to trumpet loudly, but as God's children, we need to know.
第二件事情就是不要被今生的事情所缠累，主说的。
And the second thing is not to be weighed down by the worries of this life.
因为今天我们在早晨在祷告的时候，确实就有一种感觉，今天世界上啊，我们弟兄姊妹也好，世界上是不是非常非常忙碌？我们 worry， 我们担心我们的健康。
So, do you all feel this when we pray that there are many things that we worry about in this life? For example, our health.
我们担心我们的工作，我们的学业，对吧
？Our work, our studies.
所以主在这说，因为你知道这件事情要到了，所以不要被这些事情缠住你们的心。
And so the Lord said, because you know full well that these things are coming, do not let the worries of life weigh down your heart.
然后彼得告诉我们，这个是要过一个什么？过一个敬虔，过一个圣洁的生活。
And then Peter tells us that we ought to conduct ourselves in holiness and godliness.
啊，这是岔出去的，因为约珥书不会讲这个，因为约珥书就用两节，就是二十八，而第二章二十八、二十九把我们这个两千年的时间一下子带过了。然后就我们回到第三章，我们快一快的过，因为第三章是关于最后这个世界末了的事情。
And this is the interlude in Joel 28 and 29, but then it goes on.Back to the day of the Lord, and we'll take a quickly look. Oh, and this interlude lasts about 2,000 years, and now we'll take a quick look at chapter 3.
因为第三章其实是关乎这个地上的人和以色列人，我们简单的看一下就可以了，因为时间的原因。
And chapter 3 talks about the people of the world and the Israelites, and because of time, we'll take a quick look at it.
我们读第一节圣经啊，第三章第一节，到那日又回到耶和华的日子了，对吧？我使犹大和耶路撒冷被掳之人归回的时候
chapter 3 verse 1 For behold, in those days, and we're returning back to the day of the Lord, at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem.
我们再读第二节啊，我要聚集万民，带他们下到约沙法谷，在那里施行审判，因为他们将我的百姓，就是我的产业以色列，分散在列国中，又分取我的地。
And we'll read verse 2. I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Then I will enter into judgment with them there, on behalf of my people and my inheritance Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and they have divided up my land.
在第三章一开始的时候，实际上教会已经不在地上，就是我们所在座的所有的你信神的，信我们主耶稣，我们已经被提了，所以我们这个时候跟我们没关系了。
And so at the beginning of chapter 3, at this time, the church has already been raptured. We've been taken up. And so this subsequent matters don't have anything to do with us.
Right. 他一开始就告诉我们那耶和华的日子带领的那一日整个以色列全家要回归神。
And then at that time it tells them in those days at that time that the entirety of Israel will return to God.
我们都知道以色列这个作为一个国家在主前586年他们整个国家就灭亡了。不管是南国是早一点啊，在136年之前然后到586 BC, 主前整个以色列这个国家就不存在了。
And so we know that by the time 586 BC came around, all of Israel had been destroyed. The nation of Israel had been destroyed. The northern kingdom a little bit earlier than the southern kingdom.
Right. 那以色列就亡国了。那么70年以后呢，有少数的以色列人回到耶路撒冷来重建圣殿和耶路撒冷城。
And so Israel had been conquered. And then 70 years later, we know that a small number of Israelites returned to Jerusalem.
你知道吗？他们做的这件事情是要预备我们主耶稣基督的第一次回来。
And do you know that the purpose of this is to prepare for our Lord Jesus coming the first time?
但以色列作为一个国家，那个时候已经不存在了，那是罗马帝国的回归的，那是马代波斯帝国的殖民地，当时回归的时候。
And we know at that time the nation of Israel no longer existed, but they were under the nation of the Medo-Persian nation.
然后我们就知道主就是差不多算00年的时候我们的主回来成就了十字架的救赎， 主后七十年，那么耶路撒冷和圣殿再一次被毁。
And so then we know that the Lord Jesus came and accomplished redemption on the cross. And then in 70 years later, Jerusalem was once again destroyed.
Also the temple.
In the temple.
这个时候以色列又一次被分散到世界各国。
And at that time, the Israelites were once again scattered throughout the nations.
直到1948年5月14号以色列复国。
Until 1948, May 14th, 1948, Israel as a nation was restored.
我们都知道这次复国是预表着将来世界末日主耶稣基督的第二次再来。
And we know that this second restoration is to prepare for the second return of the Lord.
大家注意到在主耶稣在讲到这件事路加福音第21章29节33节的时候主耶稣在这特别讲到关于以色列的复国的事。
And we know that the Lord spoke of this in Luke chapter 21, verses 29 to 33. He speaks of the restoration of the nation of Israel.
主对那个门徒说当你们看无花果树和各样的树发芽的时候自然知道夏天近了。
So he told his disciples, Behold the fig tree and all the trees, as soon as they put forth seeds, you see it and know for yourself that summer is now near.
他说这个世代还没有过去之前这些事都要发生。你记得啊他走的那个 timing, 他说这个世代就是教会世代还没有过去之前这些事就是无花果树发嫩长叶乃至讲到以色列复国在教会世代就发生。
And then he says to them that this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. And this generation, he is speaking, take note of the timing, he's speaking of the generation, of the time of the church.
啊接下来啊我就非常快一下啊第三章讲的讲的在耶和华日子降临地上的时候有三件非常大的事情要发生。
And then very quickly, when Joel speaks of, the day of the Lord, he says three things will happen.
啊他用了三个谷 valley 来带。代表这三件事情。
And he uses a metaphor of three valleys to talk about these three events.
一个是约沙法谷，一个是断定谷，一个是啊叫啊不对，第几阶段讲到石亭谷，三个谷代表三件大事情。
And so he speaks of the Jehoshaphat Valley, the Valley of Decision, and the Shittim Valley to speak of three major events.
我想第一个我非常简单的过一下啊可能借用弟兄姊妹几分钟的时间。这个约沙法谷所代表的如果你看你就知道哈密基多顿大战。
And so very quickly, I will take a couple more minutes of your time. So, Jehoshaphat Valley, if you read closely, speaks of Armageddon.
Right. 因为第十节呢大家看那第九节第十节呢特别讲到说要预备打仗拒绝万国 万民列国当带到约沙法呢干什么打仗。
Verse 9 it says that to prepare a war, rouse the mighty men to do what? To fight in the war.
实际讲到说要把犁头变成刀剑把镰刀打成割毛。
It says to beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hook into spears.
这个第十节特别有趣。大家如果去纽约联合国大厦就看到在墙上在前面的墙上就有一幅那个有一个刻了那个圣经上以赛亚书第二章四节的一句话。
And this verse is actually pretty peculiar because if you go to the United Nations headquarters in New York, you'll see there on the wall there is engraved a verse from Isaiah chapter 2.
对 ，chapter 2:4 哈，它正好是这句话，以约珥书这句话的反过来。那个以赛亚书是说要把刀打成犁头，要把枪打成镰刀，就是和平等台刀，因为你把所有的武器啊，什么像美国的核武器啊，中国的那些乱七八糟的武器，就要变成镰刀、锄头来和平了、啊，就是。但是在这个之前，必须有一场大战，就是约珥书讲，反过来，我们需要准备打仗。
And so from Isaiah chapter 2 verse 4, it is the opposite of the verse in Joel, and it's engraved on that wall, that they will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Speaking of now is a time of peace, all these weapons are now used for things in time of peace, and there's unity among the nation. But in Joel, it's talking about the other way. On the other side, before all this, there will be a great war.
对，然后断定谷呢，断定谷还是讲到审判，神的审判，记住。不是白色大宝座的审判，是讲到国度前的审判。
And the valley of decision talks of judgment. And it isn't the judgment of the great white throne, but it is, it's the judgment of the great white throne.
No, it's not.
It's not the judgment of the great white throne.
It's the judgment before the kingdom.
Oh, okay. So it is not the judgment of the great white throne, but it is judgment beforehand of the different nations and kingdoms.
你看他的十七节啊，他说开镰吧，庄稼已经熟了，践踏吧，酒榨满了。
Says in verse 13, put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come tread, for the winepress is full.
许多许多人要在断定谷，耶和华的日子要临近断定谷。断定谷其实就是约沙法谷，但是这个时候圣经特别要讲到断定谷，因为这讲到审判。
And so many people will experience the valley of decision. The valley of decision is also the valley of Jehoshaphat Valley is also.Included in the Valley of Decision, but this Valley of Decision is mentioned because it speaks specifically of judgment.
如果我们熟悉启示录，就知道这是讲到启示录第十四章，几乎非常类似的话在那。十四章啊，十四节呢，末次号筒吹响的时候，天使要把镰刀扔在地上，收割葡萄，然后成愤怒的大酒榨，要临到那个世界。
And if you're familiar with Revelation, you'll see that in Revelation 14, it's very similar description.When the last trumpet sounds, an angel will swing his sickle to the earth and gather the vine of the earth and throw them into the great wine
press.
And so the first event is the Valley of Jehoshaphat, it was Armageddon, and then the Valley of Decision, which also speaks of the seven bowls of the wrath of God. And the last one is the Shem Valley.
Right, just five.
Verse
18. 你读那些十八节，你就知道，如果你熟悉圣经，你就知道在讲什么。
And if you are familiar with the Bible, as soon as you read verse 18, you'll know what it speaks of.
狮林谷乃是代表说千年国度的来临。
The Shittim Valley speaks of or refers to the millennial kingdom.
耶和华的日子完了以后，审判完了以后，就是千年国度的开始。
And after the day of the Lord, after the day of judgment, begins the millennial kingdom.
好，我们今天就到这儿，我们请
啊。We'll pause here for today. Let's have a word of prayer.
父啊，我们谢谢你啊，借着约珥先知约珥所讲的话。
Lord, we thank you for using the words of Prophet Joel.
虽然在2800年前所讲的话。
Even though these are words spoken 2,800 years ago.
但是仍然应验在我们今天的身的时候。
And that it is, yeah, that it is being fulfilled in our time today.
因为你的话立定在天，永不改变。
Because your word in heaven will never change.
因为你是那唯一的真神，宇宙万物的创造者、主宰者。
Because you are the one true God, creator of the universe.
你也主宰人类历史的进程，以色列的得救。
And that you have also prepared the salvation of the nation of Israel.
但是你也更是眷顾我们这些借着耶稣基督啊，成为你的儿女属天的子。
And you have also given us to believe in the Lord Jesus' name as their children.
就像我们的主啊告诫门徒的一样。
Just as our Lord spoke to his disciples.
当我们一听到这些事的时候，我们就当昂首挺胸，因为我们得赎的日子已经到了。
As we hear of these words, we want to be alert because we know the day is near.
Oh, 父啊，我们何等的感谢赞美你，因为你实在是啊有恩典有怜悯的神。
Father, we want to give you praise and thanksgiving because you are one full of grace and mercy.
你不轻易发怒，却有丰盛的怜悯和恩典。
You are slow to anger and full of loving kindness and mercy.
哇，我们谢谢你今天因着我们的主耶稣基督，我们今天已经得到了你。享受了 你丰盛的恩典。
We thank you that through our Lord Jesus that we have already experienced your abounding grace.
哦，主啊，求你保守我们在最后这一段时间的里面。
And would you keep us during these end times?
当2021年即将过去，世界在要迎来2022年的时候。
And as 2021 passes and we go into 2022.
你保守我们在你的面前警醒祷告。
That would you keep us and that would we be before you constantly in prayer.
因为我们知道我们主来的日子实在是近了。
Because we know that the day of our Lord's return is near.
哦，父啊，你保守我们脱去这个地上各样缠累我们的事。
And Father, would you help us to remove all these things of this world that may weigh us down?
啊，主啊，我们能够在主的里面过一个圣洁敬虔的生活。
And that we would be able to abide in our Lord and live a holy and godly life.
使我们主来的时候，我们能欢欢喜喜的迎接他。
And so that when the Lord returns, we would be joyfully able to meet him.
主啊，我们也知道，主啊，你愿意人万人得救，不愿一人沉。
Lord, we know that you want all to be saved and not one to perish.
主啊，让我们给我们一颗爱灵魂的心，能够把这福音在最后这段时间里传给更多的人。
And would you give us a heart of love so that we could spread the gospel to even more people?
啊，求你开福音的门。
Lord, would you open the door of the gospel?
主啊，世界的王想要关闭啊，让人能够一起，就像撒旦一样，要让一起随着他下地狱沉沦。
Lord, the kings of this earth want to shut the doors and to be like Satan, to drag them all them down into hell.
但是父啊，求你帮助我们开启福音的门，帮助我们把主耶稣基督的福音能够传给更多的人。
Now, but Lord, would you help us to open the door of the gospel and to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus?
我们这样祷告，乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的。
We pray this in your Son, Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.